Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's. Because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 meteorologist Don Schweniker.
Today's story is Rainy Day Adventure. One day, all of the friends are together in the clubhouse to meet Daisy's new kitten. Suddenly, a clap of thunder shakes the clubhouse. The kitten tries to meow, but it only comes out as a squeak. "I'll name her Squeaky," says Daisy, and everyone laughed. "Ah, phooey. I didn't know it was going to rain this afternoon. Now we'll be stuck indoors with nothing to do," Donald Duck said. "There must be lots of things we can do right here in the clubhouse," Mickey said. "So what exactly is there to do?" asked Daisy. And the friends all heard a tapping sound. "Ah, pickle juice," said Donald. "What we're hearing is water dripping through a leak in the roof." But as the friends looked up, they can see there are four leaks in the roof. The friends use the four ceramic frogs they have around the clubhouse to catch all of the drops of water. "It had better stop raining before these frogs' bellies get full," Donald said.
"Speaking of bellies," said Goofy, patting his tummy, "let's go to the kitchen and get a snack."
"Eureka," says Mickey. "We have our next project." Everyone hurries to the kitchen. Dirty bowls and baking trays are everywhere. The friends won't be able to make a snack in this dirty kitchen. It looks like they have something else to do. Clean the kitchen. Donald carries dirty dishes to the sink. Minnie wipes the counters. Daisy puts away ingredients. And Mickey turns on the water to start washing a mountain of dishes. And Goofy pours dishwashing soap into the sink. Pop, pop, pop. Pluto chases and bites into the bubbles.
"Say, Goofy," says Mickey, "how about you dry the dishes?"
"Sure thing," says Goofy, waving soap bubbles around his face. Two soap bubbles float into his eyes. Goofy closes his eyes and reaches for a dish towel, but he picks up Squeaky by mistake. Goofy opens his eyes.
"Well, I'll be. You know, that towel didn't feel right."
And he puts Squeaky down.
Squeaky shakes her little body to get the water off her fur. She sprinkles drops of water onto Pluto, and Pluto barks.
"Gee, with all the rain and water washing dishes, it feels like we've had a boatload of water today," says Mickey.
"Being on a boat sure would be fun," says Goofy.
"Like a pirate ship," says Minnie.
"Let's be pirates," says Donald.
They all pick up striped napkins to wear, and they look like pirates.
"Let's head for the high seas, mateys," says Daisy.
Everyone smiles and claps their hands in excitement. But then they look at each other.
What exactly does that mean?" says Minnie.
They all run up to the bathtub and grab a toy pirate ship. Everyone takes a turn sailing the pirate ship back and forth, except for Squeaky and Pluto. They've had enough water for the day.
"We're all sailing through the high seas looking for buried treasure," says Donald.
Mickey finds some gold coins with his friends' faces on them.
"I'm going to hide these throughout the clubhouse, and each one of you has to find the coin and bring it back. Then the one who finds their own coin and the coin with my face on it wins," says Mickey.
"What do we win?" says Daisy.
Mickey thinks for a minute.
"The bouquet of flowers in the living room," he says.
Donald finds his coin in the soap dish in the bathroom. Daisy finds her coin in a potted plant in the reading room. Goofy finds his coin on the deck of the pirate ship. Minnie finds her coin on the pillow in the den. Pluto finds his coin right next to the mouse-cadoor. And Squeaky finds her coin in the linen closet. But she takes a cat nap on all those soft towels.
"Did everyone find the right coin?"
Mickey says when they're all together again, and everyone holds up a coin.
"Great job," says Mickey. "But did anyone find the coin with my face on it?"
They all shook their heads no. Mickey laughed.
"I knew that. That's because I hid that coin where no one would ever look, inside my pocket."
Mickey pulled out the coin, and everyone laughed.
Let's drink root beer and eat popcorn to celebrate a great day, says Mickey.
Who cares about the rain, says Daisy. We pirates know how to have fun no matter what.
Arr, you said it, matey, Donald said, and Pluto barked.
Mickey passes around the popcorn.
What a great day we had here in the clubhouse, he says.
The friends had so much fun, and no one even realized that the rain had stopped.
Wake Med Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about Wake Med Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.